اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء بسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحت كل عصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقاب. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل تغير النعام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن تزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤالا خاضعا متذللا خاشعا أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك، ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غفرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك. ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته وكم من عثار وقيته وكم من مكروه دفعته وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. اللهم أعظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاؤك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا، مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي، يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد ما انطوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة وبشكرك مادحة، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة، ما هكذا الظن بك ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه، قليل مكثوه، يسير بقاؤه، قصير مدته. فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي، فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني يا إلهي صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. فتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقا؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا ربا؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك، ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع، لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كانت لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا، وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون؟ إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من علي معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب 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 قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومنا علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا رب نصبت وجهي وإليك يا رب مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقم يا نور المستوحشين في الظلم يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله ولا تفعل بنا ما نحن أهله. صلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Isra tells Banu Israel, or he tells us that he told Banu Israel in their book, لَتُفْسِدَنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْن. There will be two times that you will create corruption, cause problems in the various forms on the earth. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْن وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you're going to reach an elevation in terms of your status and rank on earth in an earthly way. Being raised in status in an earthly way is what Fir'aun did, the one that Banu Israel fled from. The Quran describes Fir'aun to be someone that ala fil ard wa ja'ala ahliha shi'a. He ascended in an earthly way on earth, an earthly way of ascension, not a divine and heavenly way of ascension, is where you move up the ranks of authority in an earthly way again. There were prophets that had authority. Musa had authority. Dawood had authority. Sulaiman had authority. Various prophets have had authority. They've had governance. In fact, the governance of Sulaiman, no king on earth has had the type of governance that Sulaiman had. Sulaiman, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, was knowledgeable of the language of even animals. He spoke to them, he heard them, he controlled them. They were under his rule, not only human beings, jinn, but also animals. Ants spoke to him. He heard them. He spoke back. Birds. There were armies that were under his control and authority. And what he was able to accomplish and on this earth was greater than whatever any other king, as he asked Allah. That's what he asked for, and God said, God gave it to him. Yet that was not an moving up the ranks in an earthly way. That was a divine way. A divine way of authority is without corruption. A divine authority, rule over birds, rule over ants, rule over animals, authority over jinn, authority over ints, is to guide them and to help them reach their full potential. Not allow those who want to cause corruption and evil and hurt and harm others spiritually, physically, mentally, psychologically. This is a divine way of rule and authority and governance. That's not referred to as ala fil ard, a Fir'auni way, a corrupt way of acquiring that rank, coming to rule over places in a corrupt way, causing corruption, destroying lands, destroying homes, destroying lives, killing people unjustly. That is. So the Quran in Surah Isra tells us that in their book they were told
that they will reach a level of authority on earth that they will cause corruption with. This will happen twice. They were told in their book it will happen twice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, when you do that, we will send our servants, other human beings, as Allama Tabatawi rahmatullah alayh correctly says, Allah here is not praising the people that are involved in this. Rather, he's referring to them as his servants. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to everything in the heavens and the earth. He says, لِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone, people, good or bad, are all جُنُودُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They're all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's troops. They're all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's army. And they're under his command. So these ibad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will bring them and he will overthrow you. He says when you, he tells Banu Israel, the Jews, that twice in their book they were told this, that you will elevate yourself, ascend, move up the ranks of authority and power twice. And when you do, and you cause fasad and corruption, we will send our troops, other people, good or bad, that's not important. We will send people to remove you from that position. And then it says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, the good goes back to you. If you do bad, the bad goes back to you. You cause corruption on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remove you from the blessings, the benefits, the treasures, the resources, the comfort, the security, all those things he gave that you use instead of using it to deal with people, to deal with the resources, to deal with yourselves. According to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, instead of doing that, you created fasad and corruption. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will send people that will remove you. That's the result of your actions in this world. There's results, there's consequences, there are repercussions, retributions, punishments, and the hereafter. But here on earth, as a people, as a nation, not this person or that person, every person is on their own in the hereafter. As a nation, God will give you that rank. You will be moving up the ranks. You will have numbers. You will have population. You will have unity. You will have security. You'll have monetary resources. But you will use that to transgress. You want more resources. You will steal. You will use ways and methods that God has forbidden you. You will use them to gain more and more. This is fasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you do that, we will send. And then he says, the second time you do this, again, we will send the same people. They will come. This is historic and it's been documented. Of course, those historic documents documenting the removal of the Jews from the Holy Land. And this happened twice by the same rulers. Whatever of that history documented in other books that does not conform with the wording of the Qur'an, we don't believe that that's true. The Qur'an is the most accurate account of that history. It's not a complete account. It doesn't tell us the details. So we have these other references that tell us some of the details of how those things happen. But any part of those details that does not conform with the principles that are mentioned in the Qur'an, they are lies that have been added to history and so on and so forth. Besides the point here is God told Banu Israel in their book that you will accomplish authority, establish authority and reign and power and superiority on earth in an earthly way, and you will use that, you will cause a lot of corruption on earth, and every time you do that, or both these times that you do that, we will send a people that will remove you from that and destroy you. And then, of course, he says, after the first time this happens, we granted you again. They repented. They started doing things the right way again. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started giving them numbers, population, children, offspring, money. They were able to go back, authority, position, allies, and so on. They were able to go back to the Holy Land. That was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, they used it to disobey God, transgress against His rules. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you got up there, you went that route again, again we removed you. Then, after both these instances, he says, Asa Rabbukum an yarhamakum. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on you, shed His mercy on you, shower you with His mercy, give you His mercy. Maybe, perhaps, Asa. And then after this, maybe twice you do that, brought you down the second time as well, because you did wrong. As a result, consequence in this world for the nation, to the wrong that they did as a nation, as a people. Now that you're brought down, perhaps God will have His mercy on you. Asa Rabbukum an yarhamakum. Then the warning comes. Wa in udtum udna. The book said twice, and then that they were told of the two times. And then it says, in udtum udna. If you redo this, if you repeat this, in other words, as a nation, if you cause trouble again, as a nation, if you cause corruption on earth, stealing lands, stealing resources, udna, we will return. In other words, we will do what we did to you again. As many times you may do this, we will do that. If you don't do this, if you don't do wrong, if you don't cause corruption, blessings from Allah. God gives you things, you deal with it the way He said, good things. You misuse it, you cause corruption as a nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in uttum utna. There's a couple of things that are interesting to note in this regard, the way the Holy Quran refers to. In these verses and many other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not refer to them as Jews or al-Yahud, which stresses on, in a sense, or addresses, looks at them, deals with them as guided people from the perspective or the way they're looked at, the way they're described, the title that is used to refer to them is not the title of a religion or a religious people or a... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when in other verses, when He wants to refer to the Jews in terms of believers, He says, He uses a different word. Okay. If I can remember that in Surah Baqarah, a couple of instances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the mu'mineen, the Nasara, the Christians, and the Jews, and the Sabians, Sabi'in. The title that's used there says, Man amana billah, any of them that amana billah, whoever believes in God, it doesn't matter if you're called a Jew, if you're called a Muslim, you're called a Christian, it's not about the name, it's not about the title. Okay, what is it about? It's about this. Man amana billah, whoever really truly believes in Allah, believes in the last day, believes in what He has sent, and acts accordingly, whatever a person is called, it doesn't matter what you're called. The title is not important. So there, in similar instances, the title that's used refers to a different aspect. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as Banu Israel, the children of Israel, the lineage of Israel. Israel was a great man, Ya'qub, the prophet of Allah, the grandson of Ibrahim, the son of Ishaq, the other son of Ibrahim. It's two sons Ibrahim has, Ishaq and Ismail. Ismail's son is Ya'qub, his other title is Israel. Israel is a great person, not a country, a person. He's a person, Israel is a great person. And from his children, the children of Israel, that tribe, that entity as the lineage, those who carry the lineage of Israel. They've stuck together up to the time of the Prophet, which the verses of the Holy Quran indicate that. Banu Israel, Banu Israel. It keeps repeating that line. It means the lineage that was available. People were there, they were present, and they dealt with the Prophet in a very negative way, and so on and so forth. And up to today, they're still around, and they identify as such. Whatever title they use, Banu Israel, the children of Israel, this nation that we look at them when we're dealing with them in this way as a people with a certain lineage, a tribe. Okay, what unites them is the lineage, the race. Okay, not iman. Okay. If it was iman, then لَتَعْلُنَّ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنَ, causing corruption on the earth twice. Well, that's not a result of faith. It's a result of lack of faith. It's a result of disobedience, rebellion against God. So what unites them, based on that unity, they did that wrong? It's children of Israel. They gathered together, they stayed together, they kept together. Because of lineage, because of tribalism, and they used each other's resources to gain power and authority in wrong ways with corruption and then spreading corruption, using whatever authority they have to further cause further and further corruption on earth. This is important that we understand. And the last thing that then brings us to something that we need to understand from these verses is to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran is addressing us with that. He's telling us that I told Banu Israel this, and then he starts addressing, the language is addressing them. You, this, you, that, I did this to you, you did this. But it's all in the context of the Quran. Who is the Quran for? The believers, hudan lilmuttaqin. The Prophet is addressed, and the followers of the Prophet, whatever lineage, whatever race, whatever background, whatever ethnicity, whoever believes in that, accepts it, and wants to, whether they're Banu Israel or not. Once they accept the Prophet, they accept the teachings of the Prophet from whatever lineage, including the children of Israel. Whoever does, then they're of the mu'mineen. That's a completely different topic. They're united based on iman. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Why did God tell us that I told Banu Israel this in their book, that they will do it twice, and he told us that in both instances, I dealt with them in that way, I slapped them up, I punished them, I removed them from that position. Why did he tell us that? Lastly, why did he tell us that I told them, and I'm telling them, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, if you return to that wrong, we will return in our way and punish you. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us this? Why? This as a question, think about it. Think. I'll present what I understand. This means very clearly that it's important that a Muslim knows, a believer in the Prophet knows, a follower of the Prophet knows, that Banu Israel, this race, has done this. Ala fil ard. Remember the authority of Fir'aun. For his time, that was the greatest power in the world. Or at least one of the greatest powers in the world. Okay, in their time, during their time, with their conditions and circumstances. God is telling us that this race has done this, and we told them, you will do this, and we will punish you, and we did that. There's a reason why we need to know that. He's telling us, you as a Muslim need to know, this race did this twice, we told them that, and then we dealt with them in this way. And then you Muslim, you need to know that I am saying this in the Quran to the Jews, or rather I should say to this race. Of course, nowadays the term Jew, being a Jew, and they emphasize on that and say, oh, it's not Jewish, it's not being Jewish, it's being a Jew. Okay, that has nothing to do with faith in God. It has everything to do with what brings the people that identify as Jews is actually the race. So it's Banu Israel again. All these atheists, homosexuals that believe in nothing and no one, identify as Jew. It's Banu Israel. God is telling me as a Muslim, I want you to hear this. I'm telling Banu Israel, in utum udna, you do the same thing, we will do the same thing. Muslim, know that when the Prophet came to you, when the Prophet was sent as a messenger, the Druze, the Banu Israel that fought him, they were demolished and removed. And they didn't even have Ala fil Ard at the time. They didn't. There were some small, in some small areas, they had a little bit of something. Ala fil Ard is something that's great, a great power and a superpower on a global scale, meaning compared to others, it's one of the superpowers at least, if not the superpower. Muslim, believer in the Prophet, during that time, this is not happening. You're not seeing it. But it's important that you know as a Muslim, in Uttum, I'm telling the Banu Israel, in Uttum Udna, if the Jews do that, I will send again a people to get rid of them. God is telling us that. Muslim, follower of the Prophet, Palestinian, Lebanese, Iraqi, Egyptian, Yemenese, Arabian, Arab, Ajam, Pakistani, Indian, all of you across the globe, African, everyone, anyone who believes in the message, know that when the Jews, meaning, again, Banu Israel, that race, when they, ala fil ard again, in uttum udna, we will. Believers know, especially Palestinians, Syrians, Lebanese, anyone that's around them over there in this land that is an instance of لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It's another instance of their fasad fil ard. When you see them doing that, when you see them controlling the resources of multiple nations, abusing the resources of pretty much the entirety of the globe, whatever they can get their hands on, pretty much everything they try to, unless believers stood up against them. Otherwise, the resources of the U.S., the resources of the Western world in general, North America, South America, Europe, and wherever in Africa they could have, unless there have been believers to stand against them, wherever in Asia that they could have, during the USSR, in the USSR, in the Muslim world, when they do this, this is in Uttum. They do that? Udna. Believers know. God is behind those, supporting those who are standing against the aggressions and transgressions of Banu Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising here. It's a divine promise. In uttum udna, Muslim, hear this, know this. If they do this, we will remove them. If you join hands to remove this tyranny, this fasad fil ard, if you join hands to do that, you will be the hands through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this tyranny, remove this fasad. Fil ard, remove the Zionist state. This is a divine promise. If our leader Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah protect him, and whoever else following his lead says that Israel will come to an end, the Zionist state will come to an end, this is based on a divine promise. They can't. Why? Because God said, in uttum utna. You go back to fasad fil ard, you alaw uluwan kabira, you do that, you make your way in, penetrate all these political systems, central banks, all the money, the finances of the world, try to control all of that. Based on that, remove presidents, put in presidents, control kings and kings, become the power of the world, and abuse all of that, create loads of corruption. All the corruptions of the world, including those of the US, is now under the Zionists. It's been like that post-Second World War. The Second World War was for them to change things up so that all these political systems are under them. And if you look, this is exactly how it is. Everybody's prostrating to the Zionists. The superpower of the world, the United States of America, is prostrating, not even bowing, prostrating to, kissing the feet of the Zionists. Not the Zionist state. That country called Israel is nothing. That's the tip of the iceberg. That's something that's seen. That's something that is a little more obvious, and it's a tiny piece of land. No. In the US, in Britain, in France, in Germany, and wherever else they could. These powers are under there. They bring and take as they wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's important for you, Muslim, mu'min, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a promise here in the Quran. In عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you see in the 20th century, late 19th century, Banu Israel, again, عُدْتُمْ, that happens, they come back with their عُلُوب فِي الْأَرْضِ, and with their فَسَاد فِي الْأَرْضِ, corruption in the earth, moving up the ranks and becoming the power in the world. No, God has promised, عُدْنَا, we will come back. Anyone who sees their corruption as a believer is responsible to stand against it, be it the Zionist state, be it the Zionist corruptions in all these countries, be it Zionist lobbies in the US, in other countries, be it Zionist propaganda machines which penetrate their tentacles, their claws. They've entered pretty much all global. Anything that's not theirs, that they can't control, that becomes effective, they shut it down. Press TV was a clear instance. Al-Manar was a clear instance. Anyone who sees this corruption, Islam says, you've got to stand against. Islam says this. Islam says this. It's a taklif. Now, when you want to engage in this, you look around, you think, oh my God, how are we going to do this? They got people here, they got people within us. They got spies within us. They have people that want to do their work within us. We speak up within our own communities. We will have members of our own community standing against them. God says, don't worry, in عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, Muslim, hear this. You think they have all of this? Don't worry. God's going to remove it. You do your taklif. You do your thing. It's wajib on you. God promises, I will remove them. You will be the means. You will be the limbs. You will be the arms that will take them and remove them from their positions. Not only, it's not just the state of Israel, it's not just a Zionist state. It's not just that. The financial system of the world is controlled by the Zionists. The propaganda system of the world is controlled by the Zionists. Social media, controlled by Zionists. This YouTube that you're seeing this on, controlled by Zionists. Yeah, as long as there's only 50, 60, 70, 80 people, 200 people, 5,000 people max. If any of these videos get that type of viewership, okay, who cares? Nope, that's not going to put some monkey business, something stupid happening, 50 million views. 50 million likes, forget about the views, 200 million views and 50 million likes, okay, people are busy. But junk up there, monkeys. Pay them. People making fortunes, making stupid videos on YouTube. That's where everybody's going to go. Okay, let them be. Keep them busy. Let it go. Pay this guy. Yeah, whatever. Have fun. Put up ridiculous things. This ulu fil ardh that they have now, God says in the Quran, you as a Muslim need to know this. Why do I need to know this? Because your taklif is to deal with that. When you see that, remember this promise. When you want to implement that taklif, when you want to take care of this taklif, when you want to fight them and you see how great they are and how much power they have, the CIA is run by them, forget about Mossad, the CIA is controlled by them. And all these other things are controlled by them. And oh my God, what's going to happen? Remember, in utum udna, God is with you. Not generally. Yeah, God has mentioned there's other promises that state if you do God's work, God is going to be with you. He will support you. You will be victors. You will be the ones that will win those battles. That is important also. But specifically with Banu Israel, specifically, don't think that they're going to be able to get away with it. In utum udna. They can't. With others too, you'll be supported. But with Banu Israel, with the Jews, know for a fact. In utum udna. We will get rid of them. Don't worry. And this is important. If it wasn't important, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have mentioned this in the Holy Quran. Why? In utum udna. What does that have to do with us? It's a certain ethnicity that is not. Those who believed, who came, who come today, whoever, doesn't matter. They're of the Muslimin, just like you and I. Ikhwanukum fi din. Those who choose to remain outside, and then what brings them together is lineage, Banu Israel. He's addressing them. Why did he bring that in the Quran? What's the use of that for me to hear? It's the use is this. When they, ulu ala, or alaw, la ta'lunna uluwan kabira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will remove them. You need to know this. It will be relevant to you. We hope that we as Muslimin, as followers of the Prophet, as believers in the Quran, as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, the itra of the Prophet that the Prophet left behind, as he said, that he told us to follow the itra in the Quran, and if we do so, لَن تَظِلُّ أَبَدًا, you will never be misled. It is important that we understand this taklif. We come together, we find our objectives from the Quran, we find our enemies from the Quran, we find how to deal with them from the Quran, we find that we are going to win these battles because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is against them. And we hope that we don't limit that to these words and to these sessions and to conversations and to speeches and to conferences, although all of that is necessary. In fact, this conversation is the basis of action to create a common understanding between all Muslimin that this is our direction is very important. That cannot happen without these conversations. However, these conversations are not the limit of it. This is the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning. It starts here. It doesn't end here. It ends where? It ends with the removal of the Zionist entity globally, not just Israel, the state of Israel as they call it, but entirely. Africa should not have Banu Israel ruling over it, stealing the resources as they are. Europe should not have Banu Israel usurping the resources as they are, human resources and otherwise. Banu Israel should not be usurping and misusing and aggressing and transgressing against the resources and the people in North and South America, in Asia, in the Muslim world, in Muslim lands. They shouldn't. The end is that, and inshallah, we as believers all join hands, okay? Our abilities come together, and we follow through with that, and inshallah, as God has promised, His promises are true, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the believers victory. If we are of them, then we will be the victors. And He will defeat His foes generally, but specifically the children of Israel that take that route, which they are today, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja and musra leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of you and all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Cure all the ill, those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, we're all suffering from the consequences of this pandemic. We know that it's from you, and we know that you're all wise, and we know that whatever your reason behind this is the correct reason. But you have told us to ask, and so we're asking, please remove this from us and allow us to be able to get together and come together. And lastly, for our local community here, brothers, sisters, let's make dua. Inshallah, it's soon, it's near, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us a building where we can use as a base. It will be the base of the 12th Imam. It will not belong to any one of us, and it will belong to the Imam of our time. And he will guide us, guide our minds, our thoughts, to do what he is pleased with, inshallah. It will be a base for the 12th Imam, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of the Ahlul Bayt. Let's pray for that, and get ourselves ready, inshallah, that when that is granted, that with it come responsibilities, more responsibilities as He has provided us. Instead of like Banu Israel using resources that are given to them for fasad, those who did that, those who are doing that, instead of that, when these resources that are given to us, we've got to use them in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil